Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Amp Radio.
Mornings.
Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Good morning. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. We got some special guests in studio. And you're going to hear an inspirational, amazing story of an amazing woman. Her name is Teresa. And how she went from being 15, pregnant, and homeless to now owning her own home and helping other teenage mothers that are in situations like she was in to be able to prosper and overcome. Teresa Dana from St. Anne's, an amazing nonprofit here in LA. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Thank you for having us here.
Yeah, absolutely. No, your life deserves an applause, Teresa. It's amazing what you've been able to conquer thanks to St. Anne's. St. Anne's, an amazing nonprofit organization that helps out vulnerable youth here in LA. They serve over 2,000 families. For how long, Dana?
For 111 years.
So you guys are for real.
Oh
you guys
my
are
gosh.
Legit.
We're legit.
The reason why we're highlighting St. Anne's today, this amazing nonprofit, and Teresa's life is because something that we've done, Brian, Chelsea, and myself, is that for our birthdays, we choose charities that we want our listeners, our friends to support. Brian, you just did it. Chelsea, you just did it. And now it's my turn. We all have May birthdays.
Right.
So I'd love for you to support St. Anne's. But first, let's hear Teresa's story. So Teresa, what was one of the most challenging situations for you being 15, pregnant, and homeless here in LA?
I think one of the biggest challenges that I had was the financial barrier and no support, no family. I basically had the streets. I had to make decisions like on the spot. Like, what do I need to do? And do I need to feed my baby or do I need to eat? Like, what's more important to me? So I think when St. Anne's came involved, it was a lot of help because there was a lot of guidance, a lot of this is what you need to do. This is how you become a parent, because I didn't know any of all that. I didn't know how to change a diaper. I didn't know how to raise my baby. I didn't know how to do any of that. I went from, you know, living on the streets to basically I have a place to stay. And even when I had a place to stay, I didn't feel comfortable because I was so used to being on the street.
Wow.
Yeah.
What we're hearing a lot of, Dana, and the conversations I've had with you personally is a lot of our youth outages their foster homes.
Right.
Yes.
They're 18 and they're like, nobody adopted me. Where do I go now? And St. Anne's provides housing for them, but not only housing, but also programs to get them to be self-sufficient, really.
Absolutely. The whole idea is to get everybody independent, give them the services and the programs needed to break down the barriers, such as, you know, applying for a job. I mean, we've all done that, but if you've never done that and you don't know how to answer something, that becomes a barrier. So we work with them so that we can help eliminate those barriers and get them to meet those milestones and get those successes under their belt so they feel like they can tackle the next thing.
Teresa, how does St. Anne specifically help you out in that situation? If you're listening right now, imagine yourself being 15, pregnant, and homeless here in LA. You know, so how does St. Anne's help you to now owning your own home and your son, who's now 20 years of age, having a successful career for himself?
It helped me in a lot of sense because, again, like Dana said, I didn't know how to apply for a job. Like, that was like, what do I do? I don't know. This is my first time. To finding childcare, because I didn't have that. Again, I didn't have that family. So for me, when I found my job, I was like, okay, now what do? I can't take this kid with me to work, because then, like, why are you bringing your kid? You're supposed to be by yourself.
Right.
So that was something that I learned really quick. Like, no, you can't bring your kid. I was like, oh, I'm sorry.
Bring your kid to
work day.
Yeah. But he's so cute.
Come on.
He's
can't say no to this face.
He's going to bring us more clientele. Yes. So cute.
Yes. But luckily, it was an internship through St. Anne's. So they were a little bit understanding and flexible.
And now you work with women that are currently in the situation you were in.
Correct.
And how does that make you feel on the daily?
I'm actually really proud to be where I'm at. Just because I think I've been through a lot of the stuff that they've been through, so I understand a little bit more. And I think I try to help them by sharing my story with them. And so they're like, wait, you went through that? And I go, yeah, you can do it. And it's stuff like that that you wouldn't think that you're making a change or an impact in their lives, but you are.
Thank you for all the work that St. Anne's does on the daily. Right now, you guys are serving approximately 150 children of young, vulnerable moms here in LA. And Dana was breaking it down for me. She said approximately in 7 hours of childcare, we use up to 4 diapers a day per child.
Jeez. Wow.
Long story short, our goal is to provide over 4,000 diapers to allow these young moms to not worry about providing diapers for their kids for a long while. And you can go to stanns.org, tap on the donate button there, and in under comments, just put the hashtag birthday Edgar, and it will go towards our goal to help these young mothers at least relieve them of that while they continue to work on their life and finding out better ways to prosper and to be able to conquer the current situation. So thank you, Dana. Thank you, Teresa, for coming in. Thank you, St. Anne's, for the amazing work that y'all do.
Thank you for having us and for really supporting and being a big believer in what we're doing at St. Anne's, because we plan to be here for another 111 years.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
The link for you to support us with your donation is also on our Instagram at 97.1 Amp Radio. Check it out and support this amazing cause. Thank you, family.
Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea.
Mornings. 97.1 Amp Radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.